El Paso Pro Musica is once again collaborating with Johns Hopkins University and the Peabody School of Music to present the Young Artist Development Series. This is a series that showcases young, amazing talent in the graduate and doctoral program from the esteemed university. This year's recipient is guitarist Nathan Cornelius, who is presenting A World of Guitar. He is a former National Geographic Bee winner and incorporates geography with his music. He will be participating in educational outreach and presentations all over town, culminating in a concert at UTEP's Fox Fine Arts Recital Hall on Friday, December 1st at 7:30 p.m. Here to tell us all about it is Felipa Solis of the El Paso Pro Musica. Welcome to State of the Arts.
Well, thank you. It's wonderful to be here, as always.
It's always wonderful to have you, Felipa. You always have such fun stuff. So,
there's always fun stuff, absolutely, especially on this campus.
Right. And speaking of this campus, you are officially on campus.
It is like a breath of fresh air. It is just so wonderful. El Paso Pro Musica and the Center for Arts Entrepreneurship, both of which are directed by our esteemed Grammy Award winner, Zul Bailey, are here on campus now, and we're in room 302 in the Department of Music, and it's truly been wonderful because we're able to engage with students. We're able to engage our artists who come here with students all of the time, providing them with master classes and making it possible for them to have the tools to seek a career in the 21st century in music. And there's so many ways to do that, whether it's via the business of music, the recording industry. There are so many different avenues in music. You just don't have to take your instrument and strum it somewhere. You have to know how to make it all come to life. And we're trying to really have a beta test this year to ensure that that happens for all art students on campus.
And what's that like for you? Because it's got to be refreshing now. I mean, when was the last time you were on a college campus all the time?
It takes some years off your birthday. I'm not going to lie to you. It makes you feel wonderful because it is so inspiring, because you see kids who are hungry and they want to grow and learn and do. And you walk into your office and you hear everybody rehearsing and practicing and kids just humming down the halls, or they come in and they want inspiration either via communications or with respect to how they practice. And so it's been wonderful to help engage the community, but engage with students as well. So it's really been truly a gift to have El Paso Pro Musica on campus, and we can't thank the university enough for that privilege.
What a wonderful opportunity. Which brings us to, I mean, this Young Artist Development Series. Again, you know, you're working with young artists that are working their way up, and you're bringing them here again to interact with our artists and our students.
Absolutely. And what's wonderful about this Young Artist Development Series and our collaboration with Johns Hopkins University is that these young people, again, they're fresh, they're hungry, and they're extraordinarily talented. There's kind of an audition process where Zul actually goes to his old alma mater and auditions the incredible musicians that come his way. And he's always looking for something a little out of the box. Last time we brought to you Trio Jinx.
They were so much fun.
They were fun and eclectic. And this young man is very interesting because, as you mentioned, he did win the National Geographic Bee in middle school. And so he incorporates his geography and his love of it with the music that he plays. And so he's going to be performing works by Peruvian composers, American composers, composers in New Mexico, and how you feel the feel of where they come from, and how all of the music composed is kind of the essence or traditions of where each of the composers happened to be from. So with that, he incorporates all of that and is a one big music geography lesson at the same time. And so we're going to have him go to various schools around the community. He'll be doing a lot of outreach at the El Paso Museum of Art, where there'll be field trips where kids are not only going to be incorporating the love of music and now geography, but also the love of art. So we're trying to bring everything together. There's going to be a special master class with students from the Department of Music who are studying guitar, and they're also bringing students from the University of Juarez and Chihuahua. So we're going to be doing a lot of bicultural exercises to see how we can engage the most students possible, making music accessible to everyone.
Now, a guitarist, it's been a while since we've seen the Pro Musica bring a guitarist. or has it?
Well, last year we were very fortunate to have Grammy Award-winning guitarist Jason Vio here, and he performed in our collaboration with the El Paso
Symphony Orchestra. I remember meeting him.
Wonderful and very, very exciting because everybody loves to listen to the guitar. There's something about it. Every other instrument is fascinating in and of itself, but the guitar seems to be almost a conversation creator, almost an icebreaker. It's just a comfort zone where he can play everything from Bach to Pat Metheny. It's just everything can happen on a guitar. And so we'll be able to see that with Nathan in concert and going from school to school and learning himself what it's like to be on the road and how to have someone like Azul Bailey, who is always on the road, he'll see that firsthand. So he's learning. The students are learning. It's a learning experience for everyone.
Will you be doing some of those pop-ups or any of those? I remember Jinx played at Hillside Coffee and
Absolutely.
Donut.
Absolutely. We're going to be having those as well. I believe we'll be doing that on Friday. That's November the 30th. They'll be at Hillside Coffee Shop, and they'll be at the Starbucks. He'll be there on Stanton. I want to say no, that's actually Mesa and Kirby.
Yes.
That's the Starbucks at 9 o'clock in the morning. That would be December 2nd. Actually, he'll be at Hillside on Friday, the December 1st.
Okay.
So we'll be having some pop-ups around the community. So stay tuned for those, because it's a great way of people to just be able to listen to music wherever they are, stop what they're doing, and be inspired by music themselves. It'll give them a better day at the office.
How often does Zul go back to the Peabody and say, okay, let's do this? Or is it on a set schedule? Or?
Well, they usually come every fall. And last year, we had a special surprise with Trio Jinx in the spring. But generally, he goes to audition once a year. And so he's planning that in April this year. And that's where all of these amazing musicians realize, wow, here's what we've got going. This could be a great opportunity. And what we're seeing is all of these students who have come here just in the last 2 years are developing careers of their own. Marquee Brass was an all-brass ensemble, and they've all received their graduate degrees from Peabody. One trumpeter is an entrepreneur already and is doing this tour where he's the traveling musical entrepreneur. So he's gaining insight. They're all learning from this incredible tool. As a matter of fact, Trio Jinx, who was here in April, they're with the Mesa Art Series Classical Inside and Out this very week.
Really?
And they're performing all over the community and again in this incredible art center. So this is a tremendous springboard and they're learning so much. So they're all kind of paying tribute to El Paso Pro Musica, UT El Paso, and the Center for Arts Entrepreneurship as their springboard for their careers. So it's really exciting to be part of that.
Now, someone like Nathan, where is he from? Do you know?
He's from Baltimore. He's from the Baltimore area. And as we're discussing, geography is his love, but the guitar is his second love, and he's been able to combine both of it, which is a wonderful tool in and of itself for kids because it's so easy to love music, but it's also easy to give it up because, oh, I want to make a living. Oh, this is not for me. How do I get health insurance? How can I do this and continue to do this thing that I love? And that's the beauty of all this. We're teaching kids all of the tools that they need to make that happen, whether in the recording industry, how to protect themselves with management, the art of communication. KTEP has been so warm and wonderful in welcoming these students as well. So we're all collaborating in helping dreams come true.
Now, you've been in the arts for a while. If you could give one, or actually, I'm sure you give a piece of advice constantly. I mean, especially now that you're surrounded by young, up-and-coming artists. What is the most important piece of advice you think you could tell an up-and-coming artist, musician in particular?
Don't give up. Because there's a passion inside of all of us that tells us there's something amazing that we can do. And that fire that's lit, keep it lit, because if there's something you believe in that strong, don't give up and you'll never work a day in your life.
That's true. And there seem to be a lot of doors closed when you're an artist, but the ones that open, you don't need that many of them. You just need a couple.
But you have to stay driven and focused.
Yes.
Practice doesn't make perfect. Practice makes permanent. And so with that in mind, practicing your craft, loving what you do, and sticking with it. I mean, just in my own personal life, I grew up in a world of dancers. I went into media, and here I am at this phase of my life where music and media and everything has come together. And it's one. So if you stick with what you love, by golly, you'll do it.
Your path takes you there, right?
Your path takes you there. And I think, you know, just telling kids to never give up, practice, and keep it going. I mean, that's what's so beautiful about the Center for Arts Entrepreneurship and being here on campus is you see all of the different arts programs. You see all the kids in communications, for instance, and liberal arts. But then you go somewhere magnificent like the Department of Nursing, which is one of the most gorgeous buildings mm-hmm. here, one of the most incredible staff. The people who are part of that program are magnificent. And you see the kids walking out of there. I say kids, you know, they're in their 20s, but that's kids to me, but we won't go there. But you see them just so inspired by what they do every single day. And that's the gifts that we have all around us. So it's just a question of embracing what you love and no, don't let go.
Right. Keep on going.
Yes.
All right. Well, we're going to have Nathan Cornelius here in town as part of the Young Artist Development Series. Filippa, will you tell us again? I know we've got one big performance at UTEP Fox Fine Arts.
Yes.
And that one's going to be on Friday, December 1st.
Friday, December 1st, UTEP Fox Fine Arts at 7:30 p.m. There'll be a pre-concert talk with Zool Bailey and Nathan Cornelius at 7 p.m. And remember, student tickets are only $5. So if you're a student, come get inspired and feel that passion come alive in you too.
All right. Today, my guest has been Filippa Solis with the El Paso Pro Musica. They are welcoming their latest artist as part of the Young Artist Development Series. His name is Nathan Cornelius, and he's going to be playing some guitar around town.
Yes, he is. So don't forget, it's Friday, December 1st is, well, he's actually going to be at Hillside, but on Saturday, December 2nd, he'll be at Starbucks. And keep your eyes out, because there might just be a guitarist sitting there playing and inspiring you.
There it goes. Thank you so much. Today, my guest has been Filippa Solis of the El Paso Pro Musica.